USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Saddle Ridge Fire in Los Angeles has charred more than 7,500 acres, and authorities say it is 19% contained.
We had some flare-ups, but nothing very significant.
L.A. City Fire Captain Brandon Silverman talking about the work since the winds have now died down and moisture is now back in the air. He says, while weather conditions have changed, the rest has not.
These crews are working in some steep terrain, so it is very difficult work.
One person has died from a heart attack, a man in his upper 50s who was fighting the fire with a garden hose. Also, the Sandalwood Fire, which is about 90 miles to the east, a person died when a wildfire tore through a mobile home park. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Thousands of L.A. area residents remain evacuated. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The Pentagon has announced 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia, USA's John Clemens reports.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces that came to Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
As congressional investigators, we're listening to a former ambassador explain how the president and his attorney came to remove her from Ukraine. The president held a political rally in Louisiana.
You are going to fire your Democrat governor who's done a lousy job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
An 81-year-old actress is happy to be arrested for a cause. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them, ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C., and then every Friday, in front of the Capitol, we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law banning most animals from circuses. California is now the third state to enact such a ban, along with New Jersey and Hawaii. Circuses have been declining in popularity. After 146 years, Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus closed in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.